Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I am explaining how idiopathic intracranial hypertension, meaning pressure in your head, can be helped by improving lymph flow. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid-Alkaline Imbalance. My book explains how when we become overly acidic, our lymphatic system stops cleaning us. It's really meant to clean our body and brain, and we fill with our own cellular waste, creating inflammation and a buildup of waste in our body. I developed work called Lymphpractic that gets to the root cause of your health problems, the buildup of cellular waste. I manually improve your lymphatic system to improve natural detoxification over a series of sessions and your life changes. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment plant that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help individuals improve how they think and feel. So if you've been having headaches, pain, or pressure in your eyes, you may have idiopathic intracranial hypertension. And it's also known as benign intracranial hypertension or pseudotumor cerebri. And it's a neurological disorder that is characterized by increased intracranial pressure without the presence of a tumor or other causes or diseases. The main symptoms are stroke-like headaches, so it's intense, nausea, vomiting, pulsatile tinnitus, meaning you hear blood pressure in your ear, you hear it pulsing, double vision, eye pressure, and other visual symptoms. Again, if you're backed up in your head, it's interfering with your vision and how you think. Idiopathic means they don't know why you have the pressure. There's no visible tumor or problem that may be causing your pressure. The lymphatic system really is a pressure relief system. We have to start looking at it to help this. That helps to reabsorb cellular waste and fluid from the body and brain. Unfortunately, the lymphatic system is ignored in medicine at great cost to your health. How can we ignore a system that cleans our body of brain of cellular waste? When it can't clean it, we become filled up with cellular waste, becomes like log jams in a river, limiting the river's flow or our blood circulation. Remove some of the log jams, the cellular waste, and the river flows. Your blood begins to flow again. Improving lymph flow helps to naturally detox cellular waste from the tissues of the body and brain. Research has shown that when you are overly acidic, the body aggressively clumps cells. And guys, we spend $50 billion a year on antacids. So we know we're acidic, and it's more than a digestive problem. It's creating most of our health problems by allowing cellular waste to build in our body. These clumped cells can block the lymph flow and circulation like little log jams, creating pressure or hypertension. It can happen anywhere in the body or brain where the lymphatic system has become compromised. Again, the lymphatic system is a network of vessels and nodes that can be as thin as your hair or microscopic. And it has to pick up waste in our body. And if we become a little bit acidic, our cells begin to clump, our lymph system begins to constrict, and we start to fill with waste. And that really is the basis of most of our health problems we're finding out today. I wrote that 11 years ago, but it's really coming out today that most of our health problems are due to cellular waste. Since I work with the lymphatic system, I see a lot of clients who have hypertension or pressure in a part of their body. And it's really everywhere. I have people who have pressure in their pelvis, their veins, or their blood vessels are swelling or having pressure. It doesn't matter where. Wherever the lymphatic system doesn't work, we can fill with waste, which can make pressure. When the body's lymph flow and circulation become impeded, we begin to swell. Let's look at lymphedema. When nodes are removed due to cancer, sometimes in the arm or leg, where the nodes are removed, that limb will swell with protein-rich fluid, sometimes get 5 to 10 times the size. And that same thing is happening in our body. If you're having headaches, we're getting little log jams that are creating stagnation, and fluid can't come out of our head through spinal fluid, and we get a backlog of pressure. And that same thing is happening in our head, really. It's just pressure. And I recently heard a doctor talk, I think I read it, he was an expert on headaches, and he said, all headaches are due to inflammation. Now, what is inflammation? Inflammation is, to me, dead cell material building in your body, just waste building in an area. That's what creates inflammation. So our blood is always being pumped into parts of the body. If the lymph flow or veins can't reabsorb that fluid, you have a backup or pressure. To relieve pressure in a body or head, we have to improve circulation through the lymph-brain connection. Now you're asking, what is the lymph-brain connection? If you've been listening to me, looking at my site, you see I talk a lot about this. In 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. This is a direct lymph-brain connection that can be used to reduce pressure in the body or brain. Improving lymph flow by balancing the internal pH with an alkaline diet, magnesium, systemic enzymes, daily exercise, and lymphatic drainage sessions can help reduce pressure in the head or anywhere in the body. Let's talk about circulation in the head. We just found out that they found lymph vessels in the brain. They've always said that there were none there. So this was shocking. They said this will change how we think about diseases of the brain. But understand, it'll take decades before they understand this. We need to understand this. If you're having problems with your brain and pressure, you need to understand that lymph-brain connection now. And in our brain, around the blood vessels, are glymphatics. That's G with lymphatics afterwards. Glymphatics. And it's actually a matrix, a little sheath that goes around your blood vessels and pulls cerebrospinal fluid to the lymphatics. We thought outside the brain. Now we know it's inside the brain. It's bringing it to the lymphatics. So if the lymphatic system helps reduce pressure by reabsorbing cellular waste and cerebrospinal fluid from the brain, it's important that we get the system moving. Before I tell you what you can do to help reduce pressure in your head, let me explain how I can help you in my office for sessions of Lympractic here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I do a fully closed session, and from your first session, you will feel a major difference in the pressure in your head or body, really no matter what health problem you have. I can help you even if you don't live in Arizona. I can help you with lymphatic system health coaching. Understanding the right signs can make all the difference in how you feel and heal. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, really is groundbreaking. I wrote it 11 years ago. I wrote that diabetes was about cellular waste, building in a pancreas. I wrote that insomnia was about cellular waste. Every disease is about cellular waste, and that's what they're finding. That's what researchers are finding now. But they're not linking the lymphatic system to it, which is what we have to do. So we really need to understand the information that's in my book or on my website, OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com. So what can you do to help pressure in your head? Number one is we want to begin slowly. I wouldn't do an intense detox. It can be overwhelming to the body and make the problem much worse at first. It could actually further congest you. Take small steps and begin to clean up your diet. Limit processed foods, grains, alcohol, coffee, tea, red meat. Just clean up a little bit. Start thinking about every day, and that's my thing, everyday lymphatic system detoxification. Because we get stressed, we breathe air that has CO2 and other toxins in it. We get toxins from the air we breathe in a house with carpets and chemicals. So we really have to think about cleaning every day. So diet plays a very large role in reducing pressure. We have to understand, it's not about being perfect, understand that. We just have to understand that we have to eat more of an alkaline diet, more fruits and vegetables, alkaline nuts and seeds. We have to take products that buffer acid in the body, magnesium, baking soda. I love a green drink, something you could take every day that has a lot of, again, vegetables and different things in it, herbs, that will help your body balance. And one of the most important things is daily exercise. If we're not moving our blood through our organs or brain, then we're not removing waste and we're not helping to reduce pressure. So daily exercise moves blood through your brain, and this is how we remove waste and improve circulation. Recent study has shown that men in Finland who took 4 to 7 saunas a week had a 66% less risk of getting dementia. I mention this because taking a sauna is showing that it's improving the brain. To me, it's improving circulation. If you don't have a sauna, take an Epsom salt bath. Those things help to improve circulation in our body. So good posture, if you slouch a lot, that's limiting flow out of your head. If we get tight in our shoulders, then the lymph flow has to go right into our neck. That's where our major lymph drains are, right at the base of our neck and where our shoulders meet. So when we get tight in our shoulders, we're limiting lymph flow. So move your shoulders, relax your neck, and work on that. Keep those shoulders relaxed. Deep breathing. Every time you take a deep breath through your nose, you're pulling fluid through your brain. And we really don't think about this, but it's called intrathoracic pressure. Every time you take a deep breath, you're moving fluid, interstitial fluid or lymph fluid, through your body. So if we sit and if we're not breathing much, you know, and if you look around, people really don't breathe. We are shallow breathers. And if we're shallow breathing, then we're not breathing enough to pull waste out of our brain, out of our organs. So really, I tell my clients when they come into me, I'm going to tell you three things that you have control over: what you eat, your posture, and your breathing. And really, we don't even think about those things. Now, I specialize in moving the lymphatic system, meaning I do a manual session in my office, and it's very different than what most people do lymphatically in lymphatic sessions. Mine is a little more deep in the body. I work the organs. I work every part of your body, your brain, your eyes, and it makes a major difference. My idea of detoxification is very different. Help the body balance its pH by changing your diet, taking a few supplements, and then you activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation and natural detoxification. When you manually improve the lymphatic system, you're directly moving waste through the body. In my office, I put clients through 3 to 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage sessions, 1 to 2 a week, and the first time they feel a detox reaction, of course, light, because we really take it easy the first time and make sure they're hydrated. But over a few sessions, they feel much better. And it really is a fact that we're reducing waste in their body. We're reducing inflammation. Our goal in these sessions is to educate the client to eat better, eat a little more alkaline, and then we do a few sessions in a row, and that creates a tsunami. And if you've ever seen a picture of a tsunami, a video, it's picking up cars, moving buildings, everything gets picked up. And that's our goal, is to create a tsunami by improving lymph flow and blood circulation through the body so it will pick up waste more effectively. And actually, this is what they do in hydraulic systems, water systems. They fill them up and they move them at a fast pace to clean the walls of junk and gunk. And that's what we're going to do in my office, create a tsunami by activating your lymphatic system. You can do the same thing at home by taking a couple of alkalizing supplements like magnesium, baking soda, potassium. Take a couple of Epsom salt baths a few days apart and maybe get a massage. And you'll see, you'll actually feel much better. We have to make our body much more in balance. We're like a swimming pool or a fish tank. And our body needs not to be too acidic or too alkaline. It needs to be in balance. Most important to me, because I wrote a book on how cellular waste is filling our body due to, again, our lymphatic system not working, are systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes break down cellular waste in your body, even break down scar tissue. And we all need to be on these. It's very important because my book explains how everybody, I don't care how healthy you are, we're filling with cellular waste someplace in our body. We want to look at the foods you're eating. Are you eating too much acid, too much, you know, too many things that are creating acidity in your body? Do you take medications? It's been shown that medications deplete magnesium, many of them, and they need to be balanced. Many people are on 4 or 5 medications. And it's hard to heal when we're on so many medications and so acidic. Are you drinking enough water with minerals? Is an acid alkaline food shot, if you don't know what foods are acid and what foods are alkaline, on my homepage at osipinskihealthacademy.com. You can get there also by typing in lymphman.com, lymphman.com. It's on the bottom of a page. There's a link for an acid alkaline food shot. Put that on your refrigerator. If I can help you understand to improve how you feel and think, contact me at osipinskihealthacademy.com. Next show will be on helping acne with lymphatic system detoxification. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.